Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third, the first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Grimm. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Grimm. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from House and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis bunts towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimm covering, for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lopez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ennis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball towards left. Ennis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ennis. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herzog moves to second. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herzog moves to third. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Grimm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball towards right. Herzog catches it and throws to home to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Rivera chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aparicio. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Aparicio. Boone goes all the way around to score. Serve moves to third. It's 2-1 White Sox. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from House and he is out, Lopez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ennis hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Callison now playing left field. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball towards right. Rivera settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rivera. Lopez moves to second. Preston Ward pinch hits for Hal Smith. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger pinch runs for Preston Ward. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to second. Kent Hadley pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Tom Carroll pinch runs for Frank House. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Terwilliger moves to third. Carroll moves to second. Dick Williams pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Turk Lown now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.